Title: Saving Useful Racks Beginner. Ableton Live Drum and Bass Workflow. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the biggest beginner upgrades you can make in Ableton Live for drum and bass, saving useful racks. Because at 170 to 175 BPM, you don't have time to rebuild the same drum bus chain, the same bass control chain, or the same break processing every single session. Drum and bass is all about fast decisions, consistent results, and being able to move quickly from idea to arrangement. So the goal today is simple. You're going to build a few DNB-ready device racks, map the important controls to macros so they're quick and playable, and save them properly in your user library, so they show up anytime you need them. Before we build anything, here's the mindset that makes racks actually worth it. Don't think cool chain, think job to be done. A rack you'll reuse solves one clear problem in two clicks. Like, make drums hit, keep bass stable, chop breaks fast, print clean resamples, quick transitions. If it doesn't save you time, it won't survive. Step 0. Set up your user library so these racks are always available. Go to Live's Preferences, then Library. Make sure Use Packs and User Library are enabled. And I recommend creating a folder inside your user library called DNB Racks or DNB Core Racks. This is your home base. You're building your own personal toolkit. Now we're going to build three racks. A drum bus rack for punch and controlled aggression. A respace control rack for stability and movement. And a jungle amen fast chop workflow you can reuse. Rack A, the DNB drum bus rack. This one goes on your drum group, like kick, snare, hats, breaks all routed together. Or put it on just a break bus. Either way, it's your glue and impact station. Click your drum group track. Now drop in these stock devices, in this order. EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, saturator, limiter. Now select all five devices and group them into an audio effect rack. On Mac it's Command G, on Windows it's Control G. Rename the rack something clear, like DNB drum bus, punch smash. Now let's do quick starting settings. These are not rules, they're safe defaults that tend to work in DNB. On EQ8, put a high pass filter around 25 to 35 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. That's just removing rumble you don't need. If the top end gets harsh, you can also do a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz with a wide Q. Keep it gentle. On drum bus, start with drive around 8%. Anywhere from 5 to 15 is a normal range. Crunch low, maybe 3 to 5%. Boom at 0 for now. A lot of DNB kicks don't need extra boom on the bus. Damp somewhere like 10 to 30% to control fizzy highs. On glue compressor, set attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're not flattening it, you're tightening it. And turn soft clip on. On saturator, choose analog clip, set drive around 1 to 4 dB and turn soft clip on. On limiter, set ceiling to minus 0.3 dB. And important, this limiter is safety, not loudness. We're not trying to win a volume contest on the drum bus. Now the fun part. Macros, so you can move fast. Click the map button on the rack. Macro 1. Name it punch. Map that to drum bus drive. If you want, you can also map it lightly to the glue threshold so punch adds a little extra clamp too, but keep it subtle. Macro 2. Name it smash. Map it to glue compressor threshold, but keep the range modest. You want control, not instant destruction. Macro 3. Name it snap. Map it to an EQ8 high shelf around 8 kHz. And only allow maybe plus or minus 3 dB. That's a safe range. Macro 4, name it weight. Map it to a low shelf around 100 Hz, and keep it tight, like plus or minus 2 dB. If you go too big here, you'll wreck your headroom fast. Macro 5, name it clip. Map it to saturator drive. Keep it from 0 up to maybe plus 6 dB max. Macro 6, name it air tame. Map it to that harshness dip around 9 kHz, from 0 down to maybe minus 4 dB. Now here's a huge coach tip. Macro ranges matter more than macro count. After you map, go into the macro mapping browser and set min and max value so you can't accidentally turn one knob and ruin the mix. Beginner-friendly racks feel safe. You should be able to turn a macro while the track is playing and not get punished. Also, make 0 equals usable. Meaning, set your macro default position so the rack sounds clean and neutral when it loads. Then you add hype as needed, instead of loading a rack that's already overcooked and then you're fighting it. Click map again to exit mapping. Now save it properly. Click the rack title bar, hit the little disk icon to save preset, or drag the rack into your user library folder. Name it clearly, like DNB drum. Punch smash stock. That naming style matters, because later you'll have dozens of racks. You want to find things instantly. One more workflow note. When you start a new DNB project, put this rack on your drum group but keep it at basically zero hype. Then automate or turn it up into fills and drops. That's how you keep punch. Okay, rack B, the rolling Reese control rack. This goes on your bass group. So if you have a sub layer, a Reese mid layer, maybe a growl layer, route them to a bass group and put this rack on the group. On the bass group, add these devices in order. Utility, EQ8, saturator, auto filter, compressor, limiter. Group them into an audio effect rack and name it Reese Control, Roll and Read or similar. Darting settings. In utility, we want discipline in the low end. Turn bass mono on if you like that option. Or control width. Dart with width around 80 to 100%. Don't go super wide yet. Wide subs destroy mixes. In EQ8, you're listening for mud and poke. If it's cloudy, dip 200 to 400 Hz a little. If it's stabbing, dip 2 to 4K Hz a little. Optional. Cut below 25 to 30 Hz if you've got extra low junk. In saturator, use wave shaper or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. In auto filter, choose a low pass 24 dB filter, LP24. This audio version is shortened for playback.